Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP today. Glad that you're with me. I pray the favor of God is moving in your life and you are at rest in the goodness of Jesus. We're reading Ephesians chapter 5. I want to read this last block of scriptures that deal with marriage and really a reflection of Christ and His church, beginning in verse 22, reading through the end of the chapter, and watch how this envelops. We see the wife, we see the husband, we see the union, but most importantly, we see all of these as representatives of Christ. Verse 22, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Now that's the end of what the translators made as the 5th chapter. He goes into children and their role in the 6th chapter, 1st verse, and then he goes into bondservants and their role in the 5th verse, and then masters and their role in the 9th verse. So it's really all one continuous thought before getting into the whole armor of God. But the translators stop it there at the end of the 33rd verse. But the key to this entire passage is really verse 32. "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." So there are some things that Paul says in this passage that he admits are a great mystery, particularly the passage he quotes from Genesis 2:24, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Paul says that's a great mystery, that two are one flesh, because it doesn't make sense. They're not one flesh. They're two flesh, one spirit. Or are they one spirit? If one is saved, does that make the other one saved because they're joined? Or are they one in emotion? If one is happy, is the other one happy? They're certainly not the same flesh. If the man cuts his hand, his wife doesn't feel the pain. So Paul admits it's a great mystery if on the surface you just read that Adam and Eve, man and woman, have become one flesh. But Paul solves the mystery, not by determining that yes, if a man cuts his arm, the wife's arm hurts. No, he solves the mystery by saying it was never really about you. It was not a reference so much to man and woman becoming one flesh as much as it was the last Adam and the race of man becoming one, that Christ would be one with those who believe on him. And as there was the first Adam and the first Eve, Christ becomes the last Adam to our Eve. He becomes the husband to our wife. If you get 32, you'll understand the importance of the other passages. Now tomorrow we'll deal with wives, 22 through 24. The next day, husbands, 25 through 28. And then we'll deal with the body as we close out the month. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.